When being ashamed becomes shameful, it's when I'm ashamed of what should be treasured. When I take something that's really glorious, really of great value, and I don't want to be associated with it, that's shameful. There are certain things we ought to be ashamed of, things that aren't to be treasured, things that aren't valuable. But when we take what is valuable and then we're ashamed of it, that speaks about our condition. I've now had the privilege to serve as a pastor for about 36 years. And I've seen this. You've seen it, I'm sure. I've seen, for example, men who are ashamed of their wives. I mean, a godly wife. I mean, a wife who loves the Lord, loves their husband, loves their children. A wife who is a homemaker, who has given her life for the spiritual well-being of her family. But there you have this man who is perhaps already successful, or he longs to be successful in some business realm, and he's very concerned about how the people around him view him. And here is this woman who may not be very well educated. She may not be very well spoken. She may be very common from the world's point of view. And this man is ashamed of her. It says nothing about her. It says a lot about him. He takes what is truly valuable, what is really treasure, and he doesn't appreciate it. He's ashamed of what he should glory in, and that's a shame. So when Paul says that he's not ashamed of the gospel, he is telling us something about how he views the gospel. He sees it for the treasure that it is. He glories in the gospel. This is really just a way of saying that. He glories in it. Counts it to be glorious, of supreme value.